Yeah, you know, after the sawmill started.
Well, then where the old Chevrolet is down there, there used to be what they call the National Bicycle Works.
Uh-huh.
Used to make bicycles there. And first thing we know that Chevrolet bought them out and they started making automobile parts in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a while ago too. There used to be a big shipyard, used to be down in, on this side of the river, between Third Bridge, Third Street Bridge and Belinda Street Bridge. There used to be a big shipyard in there, what they call the, I think now, what do they call that shipyard now? Wheeler. Used to be the Wheeler Shipyard used to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
They used to make wooden boats in there.
Is that like round by the mill end? Was it in that area or on the other side of the river?
No, that's on this side of the river.
Mm-hmm.
On down this side, between the other side of 3rd Street Bridge, the other side of Railroad Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Way down near Belinda Street Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be down there. They used to build their wooden boats, what they call a Wheeler Shipyard.
Mm-hmm.
Then they started making steel boats, and then they moved out of here where they started making steel boats.
Mm-hmm. Were all those houses on Center Street here when you moved here? You know, all those big mansions?
Just about, yeah. I think they were built about along, so about the lumber time.
Uh-huh.
By the time we moved in here, I think that was just about all there. They just had to build up shortly before we. Well, there used to be all them big shots that used to own the slumber mills, you know. They also used to live on Center Avenue, see.
Mm-hmm.
That's why one time when the Buick wanted to get in here, they wouldn't leave him come in here. The Chamber of Commerce. They was run by the all by the big shots, you know, that owned all these bills, you see. And they wouldn't leave Philippe come in here, they wouldn't leave. Well, and then the IB Industrial Works, they started up, they make cranes over there, see. They started up the day, what they called, it used to be the Industrial Works. And then they, I don't know what happened there, that all of them, they disappeared. That they started breaking, they sold out, and I guess finally now that they, what do you call it, they, Derrick Company and Brown Hoist and all them guys, they sold out. And on this side of them there used to be the Consumers Power Company. They used to make power from the dams up here, it went into there. And they had some steam plant there, they used to make electricity there. And they, across the street, they used to the streetcars barn. That's where they used to keep the streetcars in there. Streetcars, and then they used to get the power from this here, from this Consumers Power Company, see? They had two engines in there. Make a direct current for the streetcars, and they made one turbine in there. They used to make electric power for lighting, around the street lighting and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
how much it cost you to ride on the streetcar?
5 cents.
5 cents. Could you go anywhere in town for the 5 cents?
Yeah, if you want to go to South End, if you ride the street from here, you want to go to South End? It's if the guy a nickel, and tell him to give you a transfer south. He'd write you out a transfer, and he'd hand you the transfer. When you'd get on that next streetcar going south to the South End, you'd get on a streetcar and just hand the guy the ticket, he'd take the ticket.
Did the streetcars go across the river?
Oh yeah.
There was a bridge for them?
They used to go across toward the 3rd Street Bridge. 3rd Street Bridge, yeah.
Oh, they went across the 3rd Street Bridge?
Yeah,
they
used to run across 3rd Street Bridge, yeah.
Uh-huh. How far did they go? How far out did they go?
Well, they used to go up Winona Avenue.
Uh-huh.
They didn't do it out far out east, southwest here. It's turned to Winona Avenue and used to run out of Winona Avenue as far as Salzburg. Salzburg there, they used to run a block and then they were back again.
And go back? And then they went across the river?
Across the river, yeah.
And then what did they do, go on the south end?
And they go south Bay City. And I think there used to be I don't remember now whether there used to be one of the one door for the banks at that time or not. It seems to me there used to be a streetcar. Oh yeah, there used to be a streetcar running on the banks. That at one time, the streetcar used to run out of Winona Beach.
Oh yeah.
So you could ride for 5 cents, you could ride to lead out of Winona Beach.
Did you go out there a lot?
No. I only was out there. I never rode the streetcar out that way. Uh-huh. I rode out there one time with a fellow and he had a horse and buggy.
Well, how long did it take you to get out there?
Oh, well, the time didn't mean nothing them days. You were just riding along. So they didn't make the difference. If it took you half a day, well, it took you half a day. That's all there was to it. And then there used to be, they had a merry-go-round and they had a roller coaster out and went on a beach there. Mm-hmm. And they used to have they had all kinds of amusement park. You know.
Did you ever go swimming out there?
No.
Was the water a lot cleaner?
Years later, yeah, we used to go out to swimming. We used to go out to waterworks swimming.
Oh.
Change clothes here and then jump in the car. That's when we first got the car. Uh-huh. And we'd run out to Winona Beach, down on the waterworks there. We'd park the car there, wait and swim.
Did the river look a lot cleaner when you were,
Oh yeah, I remember. I remember I used to go fishing. When we first moved here, mm-hmm. I went out on the Grand Trunk River, Grand Trunk Bridge, and I was out there, I bet you, over an hour and a half. Now come home with a whole dishpan full of all number one perch.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be good perch fishing. Oh yes, used to be a lot of fishermen. But then the water got dirty and the fish got sort of tasting chemical, mm-hmm. and nobody wouldn't go fishing anymore.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if
they catch anything else out of the Saginaw River besides perch.
No, that's all I think they ever told. Uh-huh. Years ago, they tell me they used to be. Sturgeon,
mm-hmm.
out in the bay. And the fellow was telling me that they used to take the sturgeon out there and they'd get into the fellow's nets, you know, the fisherman's nets, mm-hmm. and they'd race hell with them. They'd tear them all to pieces, you know, mm-hmm. and they'd take the sturgeon and they'd catch them and they'd throw them out there. They wouldn't eat them.
Mm.
There was so many of them, you know. Fellow said that he remembers, he's an older fellow than I am, quite a lot older. He remembers when he used to pile them up out there like cordwood.
Along the shore?
Along the shore, Bay Shore.
Sturgeon, just to get rid of them, eh?
Just to get rid of them, yeah. Now they'd wish they'd have some of them.
Yeah. Well, did you say your father did some work in this, you know, in Bay City? Did he clear some lumber or something?
Oh, my grandfather.
Oh, your grandpa?
My grandfather. My grandfather cut the trees down where the courthouse sits now. He owned that land there one time. And he used to tell me that my old grandpa, he used to be cook on a ship, you see.
What kind of ship?
The hauling lumber.
Hauling lumber?
All wooden ships, ships them days.
Mm-hmm.
And they got acquainted with the Frenchman, and so there was no bridge across the river then. Mm-hmm. When my grandfather was here, that he hauled himself out a canoe out of a log, see?
Mm-hmm.
And this Frenchman borrowed the log, the canoe from him one day, and he go to Saginaw. He started paddling down the river, and all at once, a bear comes swimming out in the river,
mm-hmm.
and he starts crawling into this canoe. The bear the Frenchman got scared. He hit the doggone bear with an oar, and he hit him so hard he must have hit him over the head. Or he killed a bear. The bear fell into the canoe, but he was so scared, the Frenchman was so scared, he jumped out the canoe and he swam to shore. And he went out and he told my grandpa, and they went down and they swam out there, and they got the bear, they got the canoe out again, and got the bear out. And it's going to give the Frenchman some bear meat. No, it wouldn't have nothing to do with the bears, you know.
Where did your grandpa live? Did he live in Bay City?
Yeah, he lived in Bay City at that time. My grandpa, Fainor.
Mm-hmm. And he lived near the courthouse then, eh? Where the courthouse is now?
Where the courthouse is now, yeah. There used to be all, this used to be all woods there at that time. Yeah? Mm-hmm. He chopped the trees down there where the courthouse goes now. Mm-hmm.
What did he do? Oh, he was a cook.
He was a cook out there, yeah. And then in the sawmill. Then he got in the sawmill. He got in working in the sawmill. He didn't like sailing no more. He started in the sawmill. And he got to be a sawyer.
What's that?
And a sawyer is a fellow that makes the cage go back and forth in the mill, you know, mm-hmm. when he cut the logs. Mm-hmm. And he run. That's what they call a sawyer. See. He was the head man. He operated the sawmill, you might say. Mm-hmm. You know, he'd run the cage back and they'd roll out a log and they'd develop a dog and he'd run the cage through the saw, see? Mm-hmm. And run it back. And that's what they call a sawyer, see? So he got to be a sawyer. Then, he decided he's gonna buy a farm. Them days he bought a farm for $200.
$200?
Yeah. Wow. And my grandfather Schmidt, he owned, my father's father, he owned where Martin Kite's flower shop is now. Mm-hmm. He owned that at one time. And he remembers it all. There used to be all woods from there down to the river. They used to go down the river and they probably cut this prairie hay, you know, for straw mm-hmm. in the wintertime. And he says, a lot of times he used to go down and run across a bear, meet a bear. There used to be a lot of bears through here then.
A lot of bears, eh?
Yeah.
Well, that was when your grandpa was at that farm then, there was nothing from there to the river?
No.
No buildings or anything?
No, all woods. That was all woods. My grandfather was all woods here. And my grandfather, Schmidt, he went and he bought a... He bought this land out in Salzburg Road, on the 7 miles, just past 7 Mile Road, mm-hmm. and he cleared it up. He bought 100 acres back there. Mm-hmm. They cleared that up and started farming back there.
Were there real tall trees on the land? Did he sell the lumber, or was the lumber cut already?
Oh, no. They cut the trees down and they sold them to the sawmills.
Oh, I see. Your grandpa did that then? They just sold the trees to the sawmill?
Yeah, trees, yeah. Get rid of them. And they didn't, in them days, they didn't care nothing about the wood anyhow. Mm-hmm. They want to clear up the land. What they want is to clear the land up. Mm-hmm. They take all the logs and pile them up and burn them up. Mm-hmm. Burn wood up.
Did we build his own house then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they used to build the log houses some days.
Log houses?
Yeah, log houses. Yeah, they used to take to out in the woods, cut down a log, and then they'd cut the ends about so far from the end, mm-hmm. it's about a foot from the end, or so 2 feet sometimes, more of that, they'd cut it, to notch it out, see? Yeah. So they'd lay one log on top of the other one, that's all the way around, you see? Mm-hmm.
And then you lived out by 7 Mile Road, and then you moved into Bay City, and you bought this house, right? How long have you lived here?
Oh, no, I bought this here after we were married.
Oh, after you were married?
Yeah, after we were married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your mother was 6 weeks old, Bob, when we moved in here.
Huh?
Your mother was 6 weeks old when we moved this house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your mother was 6 weeks old, she said, yeah, when we moved in here. Oh, that's when I was working out the mines. I bought a place out there by the... Paul Grant out there, about 2 miles, three, it'd be about for about a six-mile road.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a house out there. We lived there for till I got a job over the Consumers over here. When I got a job over the Consumers, well, we bought this house here. No, we rented it first.
Mm-hmm.
We paid $6 a month rent.
$8
a month rent.
Mm-hmm.
And then her father kept saying, "Oh, he says, if I was your daddy, it was old Cummins, old Luke Cummins. He was living there then. He owned this house, he owned that house next door, he owned that little house across the street there. Oh, he owned quite a few houses. And, because after he died, but she was always after us, why don't you buy that? She wanted to try to sell all the houses."
Mm-hmm.
So your Aunt Eva's father, he always said, "Why don't you buy that down there in the house?" And then he says, "All you'd have, not after so many years, all you'd have is a handful of rent receipts." He says, "Why don't you buy the house?" So, well, we finally did buy the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bought the house next door, they bought that, I forget, Flood, the thing, was lived in there. Her name was Jim Flood, he brought that house.
Mm-hmm.
And her brother moved in across the street there, and they bought that little house over there. And that little house was all built from box lumber. The fellow used to carry the box lumber home from the box factory,
mm-hmm.
little short pieces, and he built a whole house out of it.
He did?
Yeah, out of little short pieces.
Well, all the houses around here, they had indoor plumbing, but they didn't have or indoor water in that?
No. Some of them had water in it, but that's all they had, just water.
And the streets were gravel?
Hmm?
Streets
was gravel. Yeah, that they used to be water. Oh, I remember it used to be when you get a sleet storm.
Uh-huh.
And, you couldn't travel that street out here. The street is running, you know. A bus tried to go through here one time and he got stuck and he rolled, slipped off one side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
This has been based on it for well, because it's quite a long time ago, 20 years, a long time ago, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about 20 years since mm-hmm. you paved the street here. I remember when you paved that street here.
You can remember the old cedar block streets then?
Oh, yeah, the old cedar blocks. They used to have a bunch of them over on Salzburg Street. It was the last one in front of the woodcraft there. That's where the last that I remember when they used to have the old blocks. Oh, they got rough, you know, some of them would be a little softer than others, you know, and the wagons would run over and
mm-hmm.
it hit the softer ones, it knocked them down, and that got rougher than hell.
Really bumpy, eh?
Yeah, that's awful bumpy.
Well, tell us how you had your basement plowed out for when you put your basement
this house used to be 8 feet old further, see, so mm-hmm. I told the guy when he put the foundation on, I was going to have him move it back 8 feet, he said, and put a foundation on it. Okay, so he says, he got this old guy with the mule team, and he got the mule team first, he had to pull a scraper down, you know, had one of the box scrapers, you know,
mm-hmm.
one of the cup scrapers, they call them. He used to pull it down first till it pull out a couple of loads of it for the mules, you know. Then after a while, I got the mule to go down there. The mule had ducked down, you know. They'd get down to get underneath it. They were so used to it, see. And then
they go right underneath the house?
Right underneath the house. Go through underneath the house, come out back side there, dump the load, go around the house, and go back under there, that end of the house again. Take that graver up, take another load out, dump it out there. And they had nothing but horses. Used to drive horses on a street highway, street department at that time. So I asked the guy if they needed any sand. He said, "All sand, you know."
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Any clay in it?" "No, it's just all clear sand." Only says we can use some of it. So he had to, about a week later, he come in here with a team of horses, wagon behind it, drove around the house, loaded them up. They had a couple of guys out there with a shovel. They shoveled it on the wagon. They went out between the houses on that side. And I don't know where they took the sand off, but they had some dumps on there. And then they hooked the bottom up with the chain, something like the chain rolled up on the side, see? Then they'd unhook it, and then when they'd come back in again, they'd close this, roll this chain back up again, hook it up, load it up. First thing I know, they had it all hauled out. Then the lad in my backyard got low. And then, so then about the time they started paving Winona Avenue over there. So I think I have them hauled in two loads, I think. I think I paid $6, I think. They had to get rid of the dirt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I had them haul in some of that dirt from that into the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't get no grass started. So Richard, he was just a kid then, you know. They had a little toy wagon. They used to go out to Fisher Avenue out here, out to Bayou out there, to get some of that black dirt, see. And then I throw some seed out there, down black dirt over the top of it. See, pretty soon I got some grass going out there. Then I got it going, boy, I got some grass. Oh, I had to get grass back there.
Did you have a horse when you lived here?
Me, no.
And we lived so long without it.
I had to walk every place we went, I had to walk. Because there used to be stores. All I had to do was walk one block over there to Winona Avenue. There was a store over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then two blocks down there, there was another store down there. Two blocks further down there, there was another store down there.
Bought all your groceries and that at those stores?
Yeah. This store over here, he used to deliver, you know. He had a horse, he delivered. You go over there and buy a bunch of groceries, he delivered with a horse, you know. Horse and rigging. Old Neil. Neil is Davis. He had an old horse. And he sold out the now. They closed the other store up. There's only one store way down there now, the other side of
the Army
Hall. The other side of Cox School.
Mm-hmm.
Witchkiss. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's the only store, I believe, in the whole from Midland Street to Salzburg. I think he's the only store that's along there.
That's right, Bob.
Yeah. I think he's the only store that's there now. And he's open only till 10 o'clock in the morning when he opened up.
Do you remember the Aladdin building over there?
Oh, yeah.
They built a lot of homes in this area?
They used to build a lot of homes. Ready-cut houses.
Ready-cut houses.
Aladdin Mill. They used to cut their own houses, already cut houses, and then it's what they call a Aladdin house, and send them out, and some guy set them up for them.
How much did they cost?
Aladdin Mill, I don't know what they sold it for. Then there's a loose manufacturing company out here. They started making some of them their ready cut houses too.
Uh-huh.
They stored some of them. I don't know, they went out of business. And Aladdin, I guess. I don't know what Aladdin Mill is running yet or not. I don't know.
They had a lot of breweries around here in the old days.
Oh, yes. There used to be the Phoenix Brewery up here. And then right next to them, there used to be the Cubs Brewery. And then there used to be one across the river. There used to be what they call the Finest.
Finest Brewery?
Finest, the Bay City Brewery Company. And I don't know. First thing when it went dry, you know, Cubs Brewery quit. And the fella over the Phoenix Brewery used to make this here 5-gallon beer, you know. 5 gallons,
mm-hmm.
All he had to do was take it home, and I don't know, did it have to put yeast in it or not? I think I had to put a yeast in it, I think, something like that. and a bottle of tell, I think you have some homemade beer.
Oh, I see. You just went over there and picked it up and put it in your own bottles?
Yeah. You got a 5-gallon can, see? Mm-hmm. I forget how much they charge for a 5-gallon can. It wasn't very much. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, them days. Everybody used to make their own beer.
Oh, everyone in the homes made their own beer?
Yes, when it went dry, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, during Prohibition?
During Prohibition, yeah. Everybody made their own beer.
And what about before that, though? You got the beer from the breweries?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I come home. The brewery used to go around with a horse and a rig, and there was a pedal beer.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. I come home one day, Mom says, hey, I bought a case of beer today. She had a case of beer sitting out to get to there. Mm-hmm. Well, them days we didn't bother much about beer. Well, if we wanted some beer, sometimes I'd check on my bicycle and I'd get a 2-quart can and I'd ride down to the corner down here, Henry Street, mm-hmm. stop in there, he'd fill that 2-quart jar full of beer. Mm-hmm. I'd bring it home. Mom and I'd sit down there, we'd drink the 2-quart jar of beer. You get 2 quarts of beer, by I don't know how long that'll last now.
Yeah,
we were drinking. I left one night, I went uptown. I forget what I went uptown for. Oh yeah, some ice cream. Mm-hmm. So went on and get a quart of ice cream after dinner, after supper. So I went down there. Instead of that, I stopped at the beer garden and had a glass of beer. Well, somebody in there I know, he sat there quite a while and talked, you know. And the first thing I know, well, I better get home with an ice cream. My sister, Antini, was staying with us then. And Dick was only about, well, he must have been about 7-8 years old, something like that. And I said to him, I'll come home. They had their dishes washed and everything after supper. Here's your ice cream. Here's yourself. Now. I don't want ice cream tomorrow. I said, okay, Dick. You want some ice cream? Come on. No, I don't want ice cream now. I said, come on, Dick. Let's eat the ice cream. So him and I sat down, we eat the whole goddamn quart of ice cream.
Where did you go to get ice cream?
Down to the drugstore. You can any place in the drugstore. That days, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go down and tell me on a quart of ice cream. They dish it out a quart of, you know. Mm-hmm. You can't get it that way no more now. Now you got to get a whole goddamn pack, you know. Yeah. Well, it's nice in a way.
Yeah. When they first started driving cars and that, did you get a car right away?
No. Oh, yes, I did too. I got one when I was married. When I got married, a fella had one out in the country here. Uh-huh. He had a new car and he had a top on it, you know. Regular, like a top buggy. And he run in the ditch with it, he broke the top off. Windshield, there was no windshield on there. Mm-hmm. All there was on there, just the dash, about this high in front there. Mm-hmm. And he set the seat up here, the dash, about this high. And it's 4-cylinder, and it run on dry cell batteries. And he used to buy gasoline. You know, buy gasoline, you had to go to the hardware store. Buy gasoline.
Hardware store?
Yeah, he bought it by the 5-gallon. He brought out a 5-gallon pail, mm-hmm. and he threw the chamois and the fondant, and he poured it in there. And then they didn't know, there weren't no gas stations then.
No gas stations at all?
No. And boy, you know, I could go 25 miles an hour with that old Ford, you know.
Yeah.
4-cylinder.
Was that a Model T or Model A?
Oh, that was way before then.
Oh, it before
had,
that?
Yeah, it didn't have no pan on the bottom. Mm-hmm.
And it had Did it have a steering wheel or a stick or what?
No, it had a steering wheel on it. It had the lever on the side on the pull mount. And then you had on the side there, you had a long lever up here to pull it back into low. Mm-hmm. Give it a shot and you'd get it going so fast. Rammer ahead into high.
Did it have a clutch?
No, it had planetary transmission.
What's that?
It's a planet, planetary transmission. It's a big drum about this big around that puts brakes on it. And if you want to go back up, you step on that one brake, hold step on that brake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That would make this read inside your this planetary transmission go backwards. And you back up. You want to go on slow. Let's see, what was it now? No, we had low here and high here. You had brake on there.
Mm-hmm.
You had emergency brake on there. Yeah, you want to stop your step. You had two pedals down there. One was the brake and the other one was the reverse.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stop fast, step on the brake, and that'll stop